Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
And here we go, episode 25 of the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast here on WGNRadio.com. I am Mike Jacobson from WGN Radio, the man to my right, Scott King from the publication known as The Red Eye, as we broadcast live here on the 7th floor of the Tribune Tower overlooking the beautiful Mag Mile. Afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Good hump day to you.
And, happy hump day.
It's kind of a weird day today because
it already has a weird feeling.
It does have a weird feeling. We just... Before we started recording the podcast today, we heard from Andrew Shaw, who is addressing the gay slur that he used yesterday during the 4-3 loss for the Blackhawks that have now put them down 3-1 in the series heading back to St. Louis tomorrow night. And it seems kind of like a footnote now that they are down 3-1 because this has gotten such a huge media presence around it, him in the use of this word. He comes out today with a statement and then had a press conference where he spoke about it.
Right.
Jonathan Toews spoke about it as well, some others. So we will get into that here in just a second about some of the things he said. We have cuts already for you here. He seems very apologetic in it. He seems very sincere. He knows that he screwed up with the language that he used. And, you know, he had a bonehead penalty at the end of the third period, close to the end of the third period, and he took out his frustrations, used an unfortunate word. He's catching a lot of flack for it, and he should.
Yeah, I mean, took a dumb penalty, followed by a dumb gesture to the official, followed by looks like he said a dumb word. I mean, he's apologized, and everyone, it really blew up last night. Everyone's run with it, but I don't think there was audio. I think we're lip reading people in the penalty box.
Yeah.
I think he and other players should know that you have to be careful what you say on the ice with what Keith said in the Blues series in 2014. Allegedly, Duncan Keith said wakey wakey when Seabrook hit Backes in the corner during that series in 2014. Again, that's alleged, but you have to know that you can be recorded, either video or audio, saying something, and some words can really hurt people. There are people that identify with those slurs and grew up being different and hating those kind of words and being hurt by those words. We're going to get into his apology and his statement, but you know he's on the verge of tears. You could tell he's very sorry about it.
No, there's no question. He does seem apologetic, and it's just an unfortunate cloud that's surrounding the team right now, and a team that we've known is very, very disciplined, and that was not a team that was disciplined last night. Whether it was Corey Crawford getting into a little bit of a scuffle or just dumb penalties and now this. It's the Blues got into their head. I really truly believe that. They got into their head yesterday and unfortunately this is what has come out of it. And so here is Andrew Shaw apologizing for using a gay slur last night following the loss for the Blackhawks to the Blues 4-3 at the United Center. Here's one cut for you.
I want to apologize to the gay and lesbian community. That's not the type of guy I am. This is hard for me. I saw the video last night and I had a tough time sleeping.
Sounds pretty sincere.
Look, I thought he was really sincere. Definitely was a bigger man making this statement, addressing it to the media. It would have been even better if he got out in front of it, but maybe he was so frustrated he doesn't know what he said. And we were talking before the show, Mike. I think obviously he said something dumb that can be hurtful to people, but I think I come from where I worked in comedy for 10 years doing stand-up and producing comedy shows, and I knew when I was friends with a lot of people who would catch flack and people would go after their livelihood if they said a word or said something that people didn't agree with. And that always kind of bothers me when you try to affect someone's job for saying a word, obviously a terrible word that shouldn't be said, but I think context is everything. I don't think Andrew Shaw I don't know if that official that he said it to is a homosexual. I don't think Andrew Shaw knows. I don't think that he meant to comment on the official sexuality. I think I don't like when make-believe happens with incidents like this and false outrage. I don't think I don't like people pretending there's not two or more universal definitions for that word, where this word has been used throughout history in sports to vent frustration. And it shouldn't be. I totally agree with that. It shouldn't be. But let's not pretend like that doesn't also mean jerk or a-hole. And how many other times might it have been said last night in different ways? How many times have on-ice officials said it? This year, probably alone. I mean, it's unfortunately saying derogatory negative things is a part of the game. And you know, maybe the NHL could use this as a precedent where, you know, if we catch you saying this word, that's not a good word. We're gonna ban you. Not ban. I shouldn't have said that. I don't agree with that. I think that we're gonna fine you, and that money can go to a gay or lesbian charity if it's a gay slur. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should be suspended for using a word. I think Shaw may be suspended, maybe one game, for being so disrespectful to an official after a call was made. I don't like that. I think he's catching as much outrage as Dennis Weidman, who physically assaulted an official, and that guy was left with a concussion, and that official had to miss the rest of the season. And I guess just lastly, Andrew Shaw's job is different than your job. If you can't say a certain thing to your boss or to your coworker by the water cooler. And again, he shouldn't say these, but he is taking sticks to the face. He's fighting. Are we gonna set precedents and ban words in the NHL while we still allow bare knuckle fighting? Is that where we're at? Is that how hypocritical it's going to be?
Yeah.
So those
yeah.
are my thoughts. It's again, I guess the outrage. I totally understand the gay community being upset, and they should be. That's a very, very tough word for them. But I guess when there's some false outrage and you have a sport that's very tough, and that's the word has obviously been said on the ice before. It was probably said multiple times last night in different ways.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good valid point there. That's Scott King from the Red Eye. I am Mike Jacobson from WGN Radio. Just want to play a few more cuts from you from Andrew Shaw. This is earlier today, again, apologizing for the gay slur that he used last night at the United Center in the Blackhawks 4-3 loss.
I let my emotions get the better of me. I want to apologize to the organization, the NHL, my teammates, my family, my friends. Obviously, I'm sorry.
And we've got just a few more cuts here that I wanted to play real quick. He said it was hard to watch that replay because he ended up seeing the replay that we all saw of him, you know, where we're trying to be the lip readers, as you may.
But it does look like he said it. I understand that.
Yeah, and he says it was hard to watch.
You know, hard to see. Emotions got the best of me. I didn't get any sleep last night. It was tough on me. I upset with myself, obviously.
And then he goes on to say that he understands the impact of that word that he used.
It's a hurtful word. 2016 now, it's time that everyone's been treated equally, and it's a hurtful word, I know that, and I'm sorry, and I want to apologize. So
that's Andrew Shaw earlier today, and Jonathan Toews came out and said that, you know, this is something that we can learn from, not only as an organization, but as a league, and he says that they totally stand behind Andrew in this. Right now, it is currently 1:47 in the afternoon. We do not know anything about disciplinary action. What could potentially come down? You discussed maybe a one-game ban. I think a fine is sufficient.
I think because Shaw and the Blackhawks, obviously the Blackhawks doing, maybe, I'm sure he felt very bad. Maybe he did want to apologize before they even reached out to him. But them getting out before the NHL ruling and apologizing in a press conference and in statements, I think might help him just get a fine, the way things work sometimes. Again, maybe worst case scenario, you do expect a suspension just because he was flipping off an official, then calling an official that word.
Yeah, that's the part that we got to mention.
It's again. Not,
I mean, like, again, it wasn't just the slur, but he also was give him the middle finger.
He said something
with those two things combined.
That could
be a one gamer.
That's where it is. Yeah, yeah. Let's make that clear that it probably will be because he's saying it to an official, not just because he said a word that is hurtful to people or that shouldn't be said.
So we're going to put that to rest. That's the Andrew Shaw thing. Now let's actually get into the puck and the ice. And
oh, there was a game too last night
Okay. Like, yeah, it involves a puck, ice skates, a couple of sticks, some masks, two masks actually. So, yeah, there was an actual game that got played last night, and it was a disappointing one if you're a Blackhawks fan because you had a potential to tie it up heading back to St. Louis tomorrow night. Now you're in a 3-1 hole, and you know what? You shot yourself in the foot, Blackhawks. You caused this. I mean, there were many opportunities that I thought they could have taken advantage of, dumb penalties. And overall, just a very frustrating loss.
It was, and it's been a frustrating series, especially for them and for Hawks fans. You have a one-goal game each game. I talk about puck luck and bounces, but they did shoot themselves in the foot. I didn't especially have a problem with what Crawford did. I mean, it worked out for them. They got a power play out of it.
I didn't have a problem with it because I thought that it did initially, and then and Pat Foley and Eddie O, they kind of said, like, it did put a spark in them, you know, because Duncan Keith gets the power play goal, and it's like, all right, it's 2-1, here we go. But at the same time, he did not look the same to me after that in the net. That was just
Crawford?
That's what I saw.
I don't think it affected his play, honestly. I think that I posted the clip from 2014 when he was talking smack to Quick. At the end of a period. Crawford's a gamer. He's can be very poised in net, but he's a tough dude. He seems like he's a tough guy you wouldn't want to mess with. And, you know, he was out for an upper body injury. I'm sure he doesn't know that Taves might have pushed Fabry into him, and he just sees a guy hit him in the head. So I like that. I like that, you know, hey, dude, I'm competing here in the playoffs. I just came off of what was reported as a concussion. I'm going to go right after you.
Blackhawks get away with one there and getting a power play.
Yeah, and
that was kind of surprising to me.
They totally did get a gift.
4-on-4 situation, whatever. And I'm like, power play.
No, they got a major gift, and I thought it could have been a turning point for the whole series.
The whole series.
Not just you were exactly right about momentum and getting the power play goal there, but I thought that could have been the turning point for the whole series.
It's like, this is exactly what they need if you're a Hawks fan and you're sitting there and you're like, all right, they had a tough time getting any goals. And I think the entire series, it's been 10-8, right? I think the entire series, St. Louis 10 goals, the Blackhawks 8.
Yeah.
And it's a 3-1 series deficit. It's crazy.
It's insane how tight and how close it's been. And that's also why I think what he – his penalty, you talk about shooting themselves in the foot, is why what he said also – why what he said out of frustration has blown up so much. Shaw takes a horrible penalty with 2:04 left in regulation when the Hawks did have a little momentum. And, you know, they played their best when their backs are against the wall and they're pressing and they get an extra attacker. So he not only did he shoot himself in the foot, but the whole team.
So here, just a quick recap. Game 1, 1-0 loss in overtime. 3-2, the Blackhawks win in Game 2. They lose 3-2 in Game 3, and then they lose 4-3 last night. So, yeah, I mean, goals have not been easy to come by. The fact that a 4-3, that's your highest scoring game 4 games in, is kind of surprising in a weird way.
Yeah.
Like, you would think, you know, the Blackhawks would be able to put some – I mean, Elliott's been – the reason why I say this – I knew it was going to be a choppy series. You got a physical team in St. Louis that basically and they said they wanted to get up to 70 hits in game two.
Right.
Remember that? Ken Hitchcock. Which some people would, and then you saw or you heard Coach Q say, well, I hope he does because that gives us control of the puck.
Right, right.
And it's like, all right, more scoring. But I just have been really, really impressed with the play of Brian Elliott because I never expected him to have. I mean, they haven't been able to figure out his tendencies, nothing.
Elliott's been fabulous.
He's been unbelievable.
You can say the Blues' defense and even some of their forwards have done a great job. I mean, look, they're shutting down. I know he's got a handful of assists in this series, but they are shutting down Patrick Kane. He's not scoring. He's getting some chances, but they're not quality chances. Tarasenko is doing a much better job being Patrick Kane than Patrick Kane is. The Hawks have yet to solve
him. How dangerous is he?
He's so dangerous. The problem is when you're checking him and you got him against the boards, he's going to pass it to another guy like we saw last night and score. You know, Seabrook gets beat to a puck by Laterra. And Laterra gets it to Tarasenko. Whether you're checking him or trying to block his shot or getting a passing lane on him, he's going to score himself or he's going to find a guy that's open. He's their Kane. Tarasenko is Patrick Kane for the Blues, and he's really been hard to shut down.
Blackhawks got to get Kane going here.
They have to, and
I mean, without getting Kane going
before it's too late.
In game five here, you're going down 4-1, and you're hitting the golf course a little bit early.
Yeah.
Blackhawks Crazy Podcast. I am Mike Jacobson from WGN Radio. He is Scott King from the Red Eye. Did not even mention yet. We didn't even get the plug in yet.
Oh, yeah,
our shameless
right.
plug. Facebook.com/Blackhawks Crazy first. We'll get that out there because that's our Facebook page. You are at Scott King Media on Twitter.
Yes,
I am
sir.
At Jacobson Radio on Twitter. And also, you got a really cool event coming up, and I want to make sure we mention it at the end of the podcast, too.
Yeah, thanks.
Tomorrow night for Game 5.
For Game 5, Thursday night, if you're listening today. Thursday night for Game 5. The doors open at 5 o'clock. We're going to be at Hugo's Kitchen and Bar, 2833 West Armitage. They have all kinds of drink specials and food specials. My friend Kristen is hooking us up to have a host us for a party there. Our first Blackhawks Crazy live event. I know some of the fans are really excited to get to go and hope to meet a lot of you there. And you know, we definitely appreciate your support. It'd just be a great way to meet you guys and watch a game with you guys. I know one thing they have is they have Lord Stanley Stout. Hops in the beer were actually in the Stanley Cup.
Really?
Lord Stanley Stout. I'm gonna have
That's
some Lord
awesome.
Stanley, and I'm gonna have myself a veal meatball sub with some jardiniere. It's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to
it. You're
not
excited about it or anything, because you're already planning your meal and drink more than 24
Look,
hours
I'm gonna check
away.
The place out today. I might have to get something different. Can't do the same thing 2 days in a row, man.
That's great. Now, again, what's the name of the establishment?
Hugo's Kitchen and Bar. It's at 2833 West Armitage.
Nice.
Doors open at 5, 8:30 puck drop.
Normally, I would love to be there. My schedule does not allow me to anymore because I get up at about 2 in the morning now.
Maybe you could just like Skype yourself sleeping. I know the fans really want to see you.
Yeah.
So if you could just like Skype while you're sleeping or something. No, we'll try not to wake you up.
Then they see me, they're going to be disappointed about my face. And
why would they be disappointed about your face?
Well, you know, it's a face. Yeah, and they're going to be like, oh, that's what he looks like?
Oh, he's got a face just like everyone else has a face.
I thought he was going to be like 6'7 and 250, and he's just this skinny white guy.
Do people think you're bigger because of the deep voice? Is that what you
hear? Boy.
Yeah.
I've
like Andre the Giant.
Oh yeah,
radio.
No, I used to do remotes when I was full-time on air, just a full-time on air guy and not behind the scenes guy. And people would go, "Oh, where's Mike?" You're like, "Oh, I'm right over here." And they'd be like disappointed. It's like they're, you know, like they didn't get the teddy bear they wanted on Christmas. Oh, that's it? So they're expecting like this maybe ex-player or something, like big guy. No. Sorry to disappoint you. 5'11" about 150 maybe. $1.45, something like that.
You know, you don't disappoint the people that listen to the podcast.
No, I don't want to do that. But I'm skinny and boring. So the fact that you're out there with you have character in your face, which we mentioned last.
Well, just because I'm growing a beard.
Yeah, that's another thing too. We got to get an update on that.
We'll see if I'm shaving or not.
If you're just tuning into the podcast for the first time, first off, love you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Secondly, like us on Facebook. Thirdly, comment on iTunes too. You can get our podcast through iTunes and tell us how much you love us or how much we suck. So Scott writes for the Red Eye, as we've mentioned a couple of times here, and he's doing what they call a beard off, which essentially him and another Red Eye co-worker of his, and I'm actually drawing a blank who it is.
Lenny Gilmore is the photographer.
He's a photographer.
Yeah, he's a great photographer for Red
Beginning
Eye.
Of the playoffs started, they start growing their beards and they photograph it and let you know how the progress is going.
Going up against some Hawks.
And I haven't seen you in a week and it's getting there.
It's not bad. I'm more of a goatee guy. Like on the side, still looks like I'm a little kid, but
yeah,
it's okay. My
hey,
wife
man,
actually
baby
likes
face
it.
Is not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
I used to hate it because I got one too. But now
ladies
that I'm getting
it.
Older, it's a lot. When people like, I'd be like, oh man, I wish people thought I was 21. You know, and now I'm 30 and I'm like, I love when I get carded.
Like, I just realized too, like while you're talking, I'm just rubbing my beard for like 30 seconds. You catch yourself doing that because I never grow beards. So
no,
you're
yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, this is new.
Well, yeah,
this
it's like a, it's a new toy.
It's like a nice blanket on your face.
Yeah, it's a new toy. But then if you let it grow out too long, which if you're a Blackhawks fan, you would like to see a nice full beard on you, which we'll see what happens. Down 3-1 here at Route 1. But you do that. Then it starts itching big time.
It does. It's already a little itchy. We're going up, I forgot to mention, we're going up against Desjardins and Weiss. And I, you know, I hate to say it, but
so you and me and Lenny, are going up against Weiss and Desjardins, yeah, and you're comparing beards,
right? So I don't know if that's fair to begin with. I think Desjardins had a head start, to be honest with you.
Desjardins, he's got a great beard. So
it's crazy last year.
If you want to see that, you can get pick up your local Red Eye, and it gets updated every day.
I don't know if it's in the paper every day, but it's on. They put it on social media, so you follow me on Twitter. I'll be sharing it.
There you go, Scott King Media. You can also follow the Red Eye. They're at Red Eye Chicago. It's easy.
Yeah, hey, if they go out, this is becoming a Capitals beard, by the way. I'm going to keep growing it.
You're just going to keep growing it for fun? I'm sure your wife will love that.
She likes it. She turned around this week.
Roosevelt TBR.
Yeah.
Bad game, bad series. I'm going to go the latter. I'm going bad series.
I'm going to go bad series. You know, I think it was at the start that I actually thought, for all his minutes, TBR looked good. I mean, maybe it's not fair to pair him as much with Roosevelt as you are. I mean, that play last night, Roosevelt doesn't keep the puck in the zone, and then that's bad enough. And then TVR tries to pass it to Roosevelt right in front of the nets, gets intercepted, goal.
That giveaway
was up 3-2.
Giveaway is unacceptable. You can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, and then TVR had the worst rating last night of a -2, Roosevelt -1. I did think we knew there was going to be an adjustment last night with the pairings. I thought Roosevelt maybe sitting instead of Svedberg. I thought Svedberg's been a little more dependable than Roosevelt, but you know Q loves those veterans to depend on. And look, I was defending Roosevelt all season long. I thought he had a good regular season. I know people always like to crap on him, but I thought he had a good regular season, but I think he's been pretty bad in the series.
And there was definitely times where you missed him last playoffs. Sure. I mean, I know you ended up
It worked out.
It worked out, but there were times where you'd be like, all right, I wish his leg wouldn't have fallen
off.
People
were saying that it was obvious that you could have used him.
No, and the one, I want to get the exact time, which I'm pulling up right now, but a lot has been made of the Andrew Shaw, and it was a dumb penalty, regardless of the actions after the penalty. What are you doing, Andrew Ladd, too? What are you doing? That's a bad penalty. You can't, I mean, third period penalties kill you anyway. But you can't do that.
No, you're right. That was also a dumb one. They scored on that one too, right? Made it 4-2.
And their special teams, they're getting exposed a little bit here. I think that's the best
way to put it. They're also taking these penalties at horrible times, late in the third period. You know, they're also very dumb penalties. The PK was flying for a while. They had a great streak going when Kruger came back. But yeah, they need to be better now.
It's a sign of that undisciplined hockey that we're not used to seeing.
Right.
And that's why I think it makes it even more disappointing.
Yes. And you see it trickle into other areas.
Yeah. So it's you can't the third period penalties just kill you. I mean, just absolutely kill you. I mean, Duncan Keith had the holding, and then he had the Shaw. Not the way you want that to go down, but it is what it is. They're down 3-1. Is there any chance they could come back in this?
We've seen it before.
We've seen it twice before. We've seen it with the Wings. We've seen it with the Kings.
Almost with the Kings, yeah. Look, you can say
you can't count the Blackhawks out, but for some reason this year feels different.
I understand that. I understand it's a different team. I even agree with it. But the core guys,
and more importantly, the Blues are a different team.
Yes, that's a great point. Excellent point. They are better. The Hawks, Crawford, all their players have said they're obviously better, and they're playing better. They've gotten in the Hawks' head. They're limiting their key players, their superstars. So I think we've seen the core guys do this before. You know, a couple seasons in the playoffs against a few different tough teams have been able to come back. They can. The truth is they can. And I'll get into how they can in my Kings case.
Ooh, that's a tease. Let's say screw your Kings keys for right now. Let's say the Blues move on, especially if they do it in five. But then they go next round. Let's say they go next round, they get swept or they lose in five. So they win in five here, regardless. Even if they just win the series, even if it goes to seven, but then they lose in five games in the second round. Does Ken Hitchcock keep his job? Is he good enough just to get in that first round? Because he was really on thin. I mean, they straight up interviewed other people.
He was, but they were a good team this year.
He's on a 1-year deal.
The thing is, that makes it interesting. The fact he's on a 1-year deal. I think either he'll keep this job or he'll get a good job, maybe a similar job with a similar team, just for competing with the Blackhawks for the defending Stanley Cup champs. They're leading 3-1. It's been a great tight series. I think he's done an excellent job coaching. So, yeah, I think he sticks around, or I think he can get a job somewhere else.
He's a big man, isn't he? He really is.
He seems like a happy, like, jolly fellow.
Yeah, I mean, there's not too many, like, really fat NHL coaches out there besides him, Boudreaux.
I was going to say, maybe your boy Boudreaux.
But that's, I mean, you don't really see that.
Boudreaux kind of looks like Alfred Hitchcock, doesn't he?
A little bit. A little bit. He does have that Alfred Hitchcock sort of look to him.
Yeah.
No mystery to him, though. He's pretty transparent. He's pretty, he's a happy-go-lucky guy. Hitchcock's just not that guy. He's a conspiracy theorist. And that guy's got,
what does he think of the JFK assassination?
Yeah, really. He's all over the place. I mean, Jesus. Eat a burger. Calm down. Like, he is just all over the place.
Name of today's podcast will be Eat a Burger.
Eat a Burger.
Chill and eat a burger.
And actually, that sounds pretty good right now.
That sounds great.
So let's get back to those Kings keys that I just blatantly blew off.
Yes.
But I actually do want to hear them, though.
Yes.
Because I think Blackhawks fans want to hear it, too, because they want to say to themselves, we can do it.
They can do it. And this is how you do it.
Like, you can do it. One Adam Sandler movie.
The great Rob Schneider.
The Rob Schneider, that's right.
Do you know that if you go see him do stand-up, he does like 10 minutes, he just does his catchphrases.
What else are you going to do if you're Rob Schneider?
I know. He was a good stand-up.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, make King's Keys. King's, that was great, the copy guy. Oh my God, do we love that sketch.
All right, I'm done.
No, those were the great years of SNL. I'm an SNL historian.
Early 90s.
Great cast. Speaking of great things, King's Keys. In order to come back in a series, down 3-1. Number one, very obvious from last night. No dumb penalties. We talked about the Andrews.
Yeah. Unsportsmanlike from Andrew Shaw. I mean, from Andrew Ladd, and then everything that Andrew Shaw did. Yeah.
Look, you can't take him at these horrible times. The Blues have been finding ways to make these chances count, even though the Hawks did last night with the power play they got from Crawford. You just can't take any more dumb penalties, or you're going to be eliminated. It's that simple.
Yep.
Number two, calling Patrick Kane. We talked about earlier, Patrick Kane needs to find a way to be noticeable again in the series and be hard to play against. I remember watching, you know, for a few minutes last night and being like, has Patrick Kane been on the ice? And he had an MVP-type season where you never thought that about him.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to create chances somehow. He needs to get open. He needs to shoot more. He needs to skate more. You know, a couple good chances for a guy of his caliber are not cutting it.
And the one guy that had been MIA, in my opinion, at least through the first three games, and I'm not saying he was spectacular last night, but at least I noticed him a little bit, it was Tavo.
Great, great call. I totally agree with
you. I mean, he was – where was he? I mean, he's a little skinny Finnish man that was just not around.
I think
in those
Quinville
first three games.
Was smart in getting Hossa and Kruger playing with him.
Yeah,
you know, Kruger, you have a good two way game from both of those guys that can get you the puck, and Kruger can maybe help with faceoffs. I don't know if he took any with Tavo, but I think he got a little confidence playing with those guys. Honestly, it was a great tactic by Quinville, and I noticed him a lot last night. I was actually going to compare him to Kane, so thank you for reminding me, sir.
There you go.
I thought he was great last night, and maybe you see him help out in Game 5.
And the Andrew Ladd penalty I was referring to before, I think I misspoke. It was the roughing penalty.
Roughing is what it was. Yes.
And it was just, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, it was just one of those things, and I was kind of – that's when I was kind of fading, falling in and out of sleep. But
look, there's a lot of stuff going on after the whistle against the Blues, but you have to know when to limit it and when you're being watched.
Not good.
Not good.
So before we get out of here, we'll do a couple of questions. Or actually, we got time for one quick question, then I want to get to your final prediction on what you think is going to happen here. When we talk next week, they're going to be in the second round early golf course time.
Yeah.
So this one's from Craig Schmidt. I'm still relatively new to hockey, so I put it any stake in my opinions in one more time.
It's a long question.
Take two. And I need to actually put the question in front of me. That'll help. I'm still relatively new as a hockey fan, so I don't put any stake into my opinions or analysis. It's very honest.
I appreciate Craig already starting that way, because a lot of people just act like they know everything.
Yeah. But do you feel the table has already been underperforming these last couple of months, and do you still see a lot of potential in him for the rest of the playoffs? We just talked about this. I probably should have read the question
before. No, it's actually,
no, that's, yeah, I mean, he has been underperforming. And last night he looked better, but I'm not saying that he, you know, again, he didn't – nothing to write home about.
Yeah, no, I think it's a fair question. Like we said, he was more noticeable last night. He was, and he wasn't as noticeable to finish the regular season, but you can't forget he's only 21 years old. He has a world of potential, a world of skill. There's a reason he's, you know, been compared to Patrick Kane in scouting reports, and he's even – his game has been similar in flashes here and there. And don't forget he got better as the playoffs went on last year. Him and Vermette wound up being two of the best players for the Hawks down the stretch against Anaheim and against Tampa. So the skill and the potential are there. He's a young player. I think you can still expect a lot from him. Maybe you know, we got to see what happens and if they're going to keep Shaw. But hopefully fans will maybe need to hope that he's not some trade bait, though, after the season.
And there you go. Predictions. I'm saying Blackhawks done in six. It's a different feeling this year. I don't know what it is. I just don't have – I think they take one in St. Louis. I think they come back here and they lay an egg. And I think they lose. I think that's when it gets opened up. That's just me. I think they lose big, too, on Saturday.
I respect that. Do you think, though, that in 2013, 2015, there were times where yourself or people were saying, I don't know, it's a different team?
Oh, of course. Of course.
So this goes into we've seen this before, we've heard this before, and I will stick to what I said, that I think they do play their best when their backs are against the wall, and this is when they get down in a series like this, especially when they face elimination. This is when the superstars step up. So I'm gonna be a brave little toaster here. I'm gonna say.
Wait. Back that up. Beep. Beep, beep,
what, you've never heard a Brave Little Toaster reference?
No,
before?
What is that?
You've never seen the Brave Little Toaster children's cartoon when you were a kid?
No, cool. Never even heard of it.
Dude.
Were we the same age?
Were you ever a child?
No.
Okay.
I was born out of the womb with this voice. in the 5'11".
Hello, mother.
Oh, he's
get me a microphone.
and a Jameson and water right now.
Oh, my God. Is that my White Sox hat?
Yeah,
your patented,
right.
White Sox hat.
Yeah, I'm always wearing the White Sox hat.
I think they're going to come back. I'm going to.
You going to put your stamp of approval on it?
I'm
going
to agree to disagree, and I'm going to put a stamp and a bow on it. Two stamps.
A stamp?
I think they
– Wait a minute. You said two stamps.
Yeah. Don't you use two stamps?
Wow.
It's bigger than first-class priority mail.
I was
going to
say,
two stamps.
I mean, you're sending a heavy package my way, buddy. I'm not going to lie, and to our listeners' way. So how do you like that for an image to put a bow on this? He's got a heavy package coming your way. Right,
Hawks
here.
In seven.
Hawks in seven. I say Hawks lose in six, which I'm not proud of or anything, and I'm not trying to bum anybody out. I'm working on a feeling.
I understand.
I'm sure some terrible country singer at some point used that lyric. I'm working on a feeling.
Just Google the Brave Little Toaster later.
That's right. All right. So one more time, your event that you got going on tomorrow.
Thursday night, tomorrow, four game five, puck drop at 8:30, doors open at 5, all kinds of food and drink specials. It seems like a really fun bar at Hugo's Kitchen and Bar, 2833 West Armitage. Hope to see you guys there.
2833 West Armitage, and you're going to be there for the entire game.
I'm going to be there for the whole game,
It'll be fun. And I know hopefully we can do another one of these events when I can actually make it.
That's the hope.
So let's hope that the Blackhawks continue just for that sake.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, let's get out and have a good time, folks.
I like it. Again, he is Scott King from the Red Eye at Scott King Media. If you want to see his beard grow, you will go there. I am Mike Jacobson. I am at Jacobson Radio. I work for WGN Radio, even though sometimes I can't talk. Facebook.com/Blackhawks Crazy, or just go to Facebook, like us, friend us, just search the old Blackhawks Crazy. Use the hashtag Blackhawks Crazy on Twitter for comments and or questions. And do not forget to subscribe on iTunes as well. Type in Black Hawks Crazy. It is that easy. What happens to the Hawks next? We will see, and we will talk next week.